Jeremy Hobson is in Concord, New Hampshire today, talking with voters about last night's debate among Democrats running for president. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Tanya. And as you know, Iowa goes first with its caucuses on February the 3rd. That's where the debate was last night. New Hampshire follows with its primary on February 11th. So we have gathered three New Hampshire Democrats to get their thoughts on the debate last night. One is Davis Bernstein, who's president of the Keene State College Democrats. He's 21. Hi, Davis.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. Another voter with us is retired Dr. Lynn Painter of Concord, 67 years old. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Jeremy.
And Samaya Kashi is also with us, a teacher from Concord, New Hampshire, 39 years old. Hi, Samaya.
Hi.
Okay, so let me go around the studio here and ask you, who did you like going in and who do you think did the best last night? I'll start with you, Davis.
Sure. So I still like Warren and Bernie. I find myself to be more progressive in most situations, and I didn't necessarily enjoy their feud last night. So I don't think either of them came out on top, but I think they did do the best. Both of them did the best out of the six.
Okay. And Samaya, what about you? Who did you like going in and who do you think did the best?
So I went in for Bernie and I came out kind of confused after the feud between him and Warren. And then I really actually liked Pete Buttigieg. Hmm. I thought he was really strong last night. He sounded really confident. And so that was kind of impressive. And it made me take a second look at him.
And when you say confused, what do you mean by that?
Well, I felt like Bernie didn't really give me any solutions to any issues. He sort of told us what the problems were. Warren did have a few moments where she was talking about some of her ideas of what she would like to do. And Pete Buttigieg did as well. So that's why I was a little confused. But I, you know, on book, I typically vote for Bernie.
Okay. And Lynn, what about you? Who did you like going in and who do you think did the best?
I've been pretty undecided. I really find that this is such a strong group of candidates. I'm happy with any of them as president at this point. I would love to see that change happen anytime. Going in, I've been lately leaning more toward Bernie, interestingly, although I want to see a woman on the ticket. And I do think Elizabeth is a very strong candidate too. So I'm kind of it boils down for me to tactics and thinking of Donald Trump standing next to somebody on a debate stage and who's going to be able to swing with his tactics and come out strong. That's really more how I'm thinking about it because I don't see that the different individuals are going to make that huge a difference.
Davis and Samaya, as you listened there, I saw you nodding when she said that she'd like to support any of these candidates. Do you agree with that? Would you support any of them or are there any that you wouldn't vote for over Trump?
Gosh, no. We would vote for anyone. I mean, I would. Yeah.
Oh, no, me too. Okay. Vote blue no matter who.
One of the issues that came up last night and it started the debate was the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war and the votes for both. Do votes that were taken by, let's say, Joe Biden, who voted in favor of the Iraq war, or Bernie Sanders, who voted against it back in 2002, do those votes matter to you right now, Davis?
I'd say so, yeah, especially when it comes towards the general election. We saw what Trump did to Hillary in 2016. He attacked her very hard for her pro-vote on the Iraq war, even though he was lying. He was also in favor for it at times. But I think it's better to have a nominee that has a really clean record and didn't vote for a disastrous war that has been going on for almost my entire lifetime.
Lynn?
Yeah, I feel very similarly. I love Joe Biden. I've always been an admirer of his. I'm disappointed in how he comes across on the debates. I don't see him as being at the same level of sort of verbal intensity and articulateness these days, although I think his record, aside from that vote and aside from the vote on incarceration, the crime bill that is a problem for him in this election, I think his record is a fine record overall. I wouldn't have a problem with him, but I think overall it's a real strength of Bernie Sanders to have had that insight.
Samaya?
I agree with both of them.
You're Iranian American.
I am.
By the way.
I am. So that's a really hot topic for me because before they went to war with Iraq, I was in New York City protesting. It was still one of my darkest times. I remember that experience. I was dating somebody from Iraq, and he also was telling me experiences from his family in Iraq. So I knew the backstory. I knew what's going on in the Middle East. And I said, again, the United States going into the Middle East and causing more problems. And so I was very much against it. So that's an issue for me, that he had voted for it and there was a lot of people who were very much against it, and it was clear there was nothing in Iraq before they went into war.
Let me ask you about health care. That came up again last night, as it has in a number of debates. I'll start with you, the doctor, Lynn. Medicare for all or something more incremental seems to be the question in the party right now. Where do you stand?
I have been a member of various organizations in favor of a single-payer health system since the 70s. I really think that's where we need to be heading. I think that the way it's being framed right now is difficult because I believe that the way Pete Buttigieg expresses his plan, which is Medicare for all who want it and allow there to be a transition voluntarily based on offering something great and better, that is ideal.
You like that better than just kicking people off of their health insurance?
First of all, it's not going to be about what they say on the campaign trail. It's about what can you get done. I don't believe we're going to get done getting rid of the insurance industry. So I think we need a practical approach. And I'm very torn because my ideal would be going to a single payer quite soon. But the person who says that on the campaign trail is not likely to be persuasive. That's my opinion.
Samaya?
Agree. I think it's going to be very hard to succeed in doing that. So we need something a little bit more level-headed, and it needs to be a kind of a slow transition.
Tavis?
Yeah, I totally support Medicare for all, but I support what Elizabeth Warren says and says she'd sign in any bill that would ensure more uninsured Americans, and that's really important.
Let's finally talk about electability, because that has been the big question about who would be the most able to beat President Trump. Who do you think that person is?
Well, first of all, I always have an issue with electability arguments. This happens every election, and it always gets turned on its head. Currently, I think Warren and Sanders both have broad support, especially Sanders. He has a lot of support between independents and even some Republicans.
So, Maya?
I'm going to go with what Davis said, exactly.
You think Warren and Sanders are the most electable?
They are. Pete, I think he just started off. I mean, he's just young. I don't really know much about him. But Biden, that's a hard one. I mean, I think he's done his time. There are some things he has in his history that I'm not all that happy about, some of the choices he had made. So he's definitely not in one of the ones I would choose as my top three.
But do you think that he would be more electable than the others?
I'd say that anyone I've talked to in the Democrat side, nobody's really
excited
about Biden, yeah.
Lynn?
Yeah, I started out thinking Joe Biden would be the most electable. I no longer really think that. And when I weigh Elizabeth Warren versus Bernie Sanders, I kind of am not sure. I'm truly torn between those two options right now because I can see Bernie winning. Mm-hmm. I think I might very well have voted for Bernie last time. I allowed myself to be persuaded that there wasn't sufficient support for him, and I think that was a mistake.
There is one candidate we have not talked about who could get into the race in a more serious way after the New Hampshire primary, and that's Mike Bloomberg. How do you feel about Mike Bloomberg? I'll go around the room. Davis?
I really don't think it should be possible to buy your way into the primary. And I also think he's regretting not getting into New Hampshire and some of the other early states. As some reports have said, I don't think you can put all of your eggs in California and Florida.
Samaya?
Agree. I don't really know much about him, to be honest. So I have a hard time going in and voting for somebody I've really not seen.
Lynn?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same, although I do think he's been a pretty good mayor and he's got executive experience. He knows a lot about health care. So I'm not real negative on him, but I agree that the process hasn't been very satisfactory.
Are all of you excited about the fact that the New Hampshire primary is almost over, or is it kind of fun to be in the middle of it?
It's fun to be in the middle of it. I mean, it'll be great to have there be some resolution, but this is a great time to live in New Hampshire.
You both agree.
I agree. It's been exciting, but I'll be done with the 1-800 phone calls.
I mean, I've got to meet 20 candidates, but truthfully, I am so tired.
And that's not even all of them.
Yeah, no.
Well, Davis Bernstein, Lynn Painter, and Samaya Kashi, thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.